Testing. Yeah. Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father, thank you. In this morning, we can come to your house. We come to you. We need your word, Father. We need your guidance. Speak to us, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open our Bible and then we read from Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed, and that kingdom will not be left for another people. It will crush and put an to all these kingdoms, but it will itself endure forever. Brothers and sisters, when I read Daniel chapter 2, then I want to say that the most important is not Nebuchadnezzar's dream about all the kingdom, yeah? Starts from Babel, and then Persia, and then after that, Greek, and then Roman, and then all kingdom in the world. Because from the statue, we can see that although the statue that show us in chapter 2 is very strong, very big, but suddenly, there is a small stone come out and then destroy all the kingdom. And I remember the story of the stone. Remember us the story of how David used small stone to kill the Goliath. And then the second stone, remember us the stone that covered a cave when Jesus buried. And then suddenly when Jesus resurrection from the dead, the stone moved on. And then finally the Bible said Jesus is the cornerstone. Yeah, although in human sight, the kingdom is very strong, but finally, there will be a stone that destroy all this. And then Daniel now talk something new that he said that in the days of those king of God of heaven will set up a kingdom. So if I can show this picture, brothers and sisters, this is the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. Show us many kingdom. But in other side, God of heaven set up new kingdom, set up another kingdom. Oh, brothers and sisters, Nebuchadnezzar not focus on this kingdom. He just focus on his kingdom. That's why Nebuchadnezzar so happy when Daniel said about this, and then Nebuchadnezzar said, oh, praise the Lord, and then I want to bless you, Daniel. And then Daniel said, okay, can I bring my friend to come with me? Oh, of course, blah, blah, blah. And Daniel get a lot of gift. Why? Because Nebuchadnezzar in good position of his dream. He is the head of the statue. Nebuchadnezzar never have another kingdom in his mind. Yeah. So I said that in his head, only worldly kingdom. When Daniel said, God of heaven will set another kingdom, suppose Nebuchadnezzar should interest with that kingdom, but there is no conversation about that kingdom. Nebuchadnezzar didn't ask, oh yeah, Daniel, what kind of kingdom? Where? Who is the king? No discussion. No discussion. But brothers and sisters, if we continue to read the whole book of the Daniel, Daniel really want to know when, how, what kind of kingdom will come out. No wonder if we read again chapter to chapter, then we can find that the vision of Daniel about 70 times 7 in the book of Daniel, which is we can go week by week to know about that. Now go back to the kingdom. Try to understand. I think if we in the position of Nebuchadnezzar, we also will not talk and then discuss about the kingdom. Why I said like that? Because when Daniel said, in the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom. Those kings. How is the position of people of God in that time? How is the position of people of God? The position of people of God in that time is they are under Babylonia. They have no kingdom, brothers and sisters. They have no king. Yeah, they have no land. They just brought out from Israel, moved to Babylonia. Now, in this kind of condition, Daniel said, God will set up a kingdom. So today, if you go to cafe and then you talk with your friend who has 10 credit cards, but all minus 1 million, minus 2 million, minus 3 million, yeah? And then the friend said, oh yeah, I will buy a new house in the peak, which is 100 million Hong Kong dollar. Then you said in your heart, you are a dreamer. Yeah? Yeah? Let's wake up. Don't talk too big. You are in minus position in your finance condition. Now you say that you want to buy. Yeah? Even for this cafe, I buy for you. Yeah. So when Daniel said about this kingdom, yeah, if I were Nebuchadnezzar, then I will see his face with this kind of face. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. In those kingdom, in those time, God will said, if God is powerful, how can you are people of God now? You are people of me. Your life is under me. That's why this conversation not have a point for Nebuchadnezzar. If we continue a little bit further in book of Matthew, yeah, when the Magi come to Jerusalem and they say, we want to see a king. And then the Herod took 1 point. Oh yeah, find out the news. And then after that, let me know. And then the news make Herod become worried. And then after that, he killed all the baby under 2 years old. Herod has worry about this news. But Nebuchadnezzar, no worry at all. No worry at all. Because this sentence is impossible for Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah, you know, a king is very paranoid. Yeah, when he sees something can disturb his position, and then he will kill everybody. When Daniel said, God of the heaven will set up, no point for Nebuchadnezzar. You are a dreamer. How can you say people of God? Now, you are people of me. But, brothers and sisters, Daniel write the book around 600 something. Today is 2000 something. So time run around 2600. And we can see that, yeah, all the kingdom that Daniel talked in the chapter 2, no more. But kingdom of God still grow and grow. Yeah. Before, when Daniel talked about this, there is no land, only a vision. But today, the vision is come true. Yeah. In everywhere, we can see that believer start to build God's kingdom. So, when I see these first brothers and sisters, I want to say three things. Number one, God's words or God's promise above time, above human time. Yeah. Human has three kind of time: past, present, and future. Yeah. No wonder if you know past, present, and future, you are good in English grammar. Chinese know past, present, and future. Also, Bahasa Indonesia know past, present, and future. Yeah. And I asked Kardia, hey, you learn Arabic. Do you have grammar? Yes, we have, but in conversation, we don't have. Yeah? So only English have past, present, and future. We have this kind of time frame. Past, present, and future. But God never has past, never has future. God always one. Above past, present, and future. God is almighty and eternity. When he said the kingdom will start, then the kingdom is start. Above human time, above human time. We always want to know when. But God wants us to trust him, because his promise above the time. Number two, God promise above generation. When Daniel speak that God of kingdom will set up new kingdom, Daniel is died. But generation after that, what God promised still go on to next generation, and another generation. Yeah. My wife always told me, hey, Selamat, don't take all the blessing for yourself. Keep it for next generation. Yeah. Keep it for next generation. That means today, if you serve God, if you keep God's promise and you didn't get anything, that means you already deposit something for your next generation. Yeah? Yeah. So today, if you look poor, no worry, because you keep deposit for your next generation. Yeah. Because God promised over generation. And the last thing, God promised over human power. Yeah. Over human power. At that time, when we see that the position of Daniel, they are in minus position. Minus position. Who can do something in minus position? But God can do something. And then the kingdom of God is started when God say, I want to start kingdom of God. Now we continue. Who is the starter of kingdom of God? The starter of kingdom of God is Jesus. When Jesus come, he said, I will build. And then before he left the world, Acts chapter 1 verse 3, what is the major conversation of the topic of his conversation? The topic of his conversation with the disciple is talking about kingdom of God. Kingdom of God. After 2600, today we can see. My point is, which kingdom you live in? If you live in worldly kingdom, then today you will be sad because yesterday there is a chaos again. Yeah, businessmen want to hold Beijing. Student want to hold Hong Kong. And then at a bus stop, you can see that Hong Kong is not China. We are blah, 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 blah. Yeah? Very difficult to live. Maxim Company buy Starbucks. And today, they said, don't drink Starbucks. Because Starbucks is pro. We really confused where we should to step in. Yeah. But the word tell us, yeah, be wise in this conversation. Be wise in this situation. But the most important, we are not in this city over. And then our job is to bring God's kingdom in our society. Because God's kingdom never fail. Let us bow our head and then we pray to Him so that we can digest this message so we can apply in our daily life. Yeah. We need His wisdom. We need His guidance. We need His advice. In those days, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom, and it's already started. According the ID, according the passport, we are Hong Kong citizen, maybe, or we are United States passport, China passport, British passport. But in other side, we also whole heavenly passport. We are part of His kingdom. The situation can make us worry and afraid. But one thing we need to remember, we only temporary in this world. So, ask God to give you wisdom so that you can walk not according worldly kingdom, but heavenly kingdom. Ask Him to give you wisdom so that you can apply kingdom of God value in this difficult situation. Let's worship Him this morning. Let's spend a few seconds to refocus our faith and mind in Him. The situation really makes us worry, but when we refocus our faith in Him, then we have new power and start to work for Him again. Yes, let's go on to our prayer topic this morning. We pray for brothers and sisters who have cancer and running chemotherapy to heal their body. Let's pray together. We also open our petition to God so that brothers and sisters who are in physical weakness also can see salvation from Christ. Let's pray that the Holy Spirit work among them, open their heart to see God's love and believe Jesus. Again, we put brothers and sisters who are in physical weakness, we pray that God will take out all the weakness in their body. We pray that in the name of Jesus, there is a healing for them. And we also pray for brothers and sisters who are looking new job. Today, our mission focus prayer, we pray for China, we pray for SP Beijing, we pray for SP Shanghai, we pray for Pastor Hensu and Pastor Ricky and all missionary family. We also pray for China political situation. We pray that that one day they open for the gospel. Let's pray together. We pray for board of member, for our church, for PSAM, and all the team. We pray that God always lead our leaders in guiding this church according His will. Let's pray together for them. Pray for young adult fellowship, men ministry, mother prayer, pure desire retreat on 26 to 27, and women ministry. We pray for all part of this ministry. Equip our church member and then grow and grow. Also pray for SP 2.0, building and resources. We pray that God will prepare the best for SP. Let's pray. Also pray for house church activity tonight. There are several places will have house church tonight. We pray that God will bless all activity in house church. Finally, before we close our prayer morning, 1 minute prayer for Hong Kong situation and peaceful in Hong Kong. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your time that give it to us. We already speak everything from our heart to you, Father, and we believe you hear our prayer. Now we submit our life into your hand, Father. Please always guide us, lead us, and walk with us, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.